the high school. Something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't follow your pronunciation, so can't understand the shloka, what it is. But it must be like something like this. My heart's approval. My own heart is the highest evidence for me what I have attained. Let the others talk high in their own way. I don't care for that. My heart satisfaction, inner satisfaction is the proof, positive. That must be there, I think. But I don't follow the slogan. Gaur Hari Gaur. Ha 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 ha. Nidai.
So yesterday, Maharaj, you were speaking on the Srimad Bhagavatam and how it was Shukadev and more or less was slightly covered, but revealed by Rupa and Sanatan. So my question is, the Brihat Bhagavatamritam, what was spoken by Maharaj Prickett to Mother Uttara, that is not mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Where did he get that from? The story that he told of Gopa Kumara.
Let's see. Where from this Bhagavat came?
The Brihad Bhagavatamritam.
Bhagavatamritam, Mahabharatam, the Veda, where does it come from? Where do they come from?
From Krishna.
It is already there, floating. It is all nitya, eternal. Forms of knowledge are all floating in the eternal world. Only so many rishis they catch. Through their medium they come to this plane. But it is already there. All nitya means eternal. Eternally existing, all those ideas in different shapes and ways. So, what is not floating this time, a particular cloud is not floating this time. That does not mean that it won't have flowed in another time or it will flow into the future sky. So, eternal sky, they are holding all these things, and sometimes something is coming through someone. So that story, that is eternal characteristic, have got. And through Sanatana, that has been explained. Sanatana Goswami says, I am not writing myself, but someone is forcing my pen to write in this way. Have you marked this? He says that this writing is not mine. Someone is forcing me to go on writing. Otherwise, why or what audacity I have got that I am describing the character of the queens of Krishna himself? Who am I or where are they? And I am describing their character. It is not mine. Someone is forcibly writing through me. So revealed truth comes down, eternal truth comes down through someone here. Kaviraj Goswami says, Ehi gantha lekhaye more madan mohan, amar lishan jana shukir pachan. Just as a parrot speaks something when inspired by another director, by another agent. It is like that. My production is parrot's production. Someone is in the back. The eternal knowledge comes down in this atmosphere in such a way, through some channel or other. That is revealed truth, means that. Revealed truth means it is eternal in the world of idea and thought. And that is coming here only through something, some media. So we have to consider seeing the nature of the truth, that this is of revealed characteristic and not of empirical research. Only we can detect this should be ranked as revealed truth, and this is productive of this intellect here. The revealed truth generally comes through some medium, rishi, not creator, but they are seer, and they are medium, they are giver here. They are passage through whom it is coming, inspiring him and coming out. And this is the nature of revealed truth. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written Jaiva Dharma. That is also that in some kalpa or other it was actual fact here, it may be, it is coming through him. Okay?
Where? Madhukanta.
Madhukanta. Do you follow?
Yes.
Yes.
So it seems by that explanation that one spiritual master, guru, he may explain
so guru is of two kinds, transparent and opaque. Uh-huh. The opaque guru, they are not good medium, and the transparent guru, there is symptoms of guru written in Ved, Bhagavatam, Gita. You have to be the symptoms of a guru proper. So that is a real transparent guru through whom the real truth can come. And the opaque guru also, according to our Guru Maharaj, opaque. The light cannot come through it. Then they cannot be mediator of the higher truth, or copyist. And there have been many mistakes there. Not proper transmitter. Hare Krishna, Gaurani.
So the revealed truth between two different gurus may seem different, but it is revealed.
May a little. May vary, because there may be little variegated nature, vilas is there. Little modification, maybe. A sakkharasa, so many. Subal, Sidam, all little speciality in them. Just as I told to this con, that I am not one with you, even I am not one with Swami Maharaj. And they was disappointed. Everyone has got his special characteristics, Swami Maharaj, many things common, and some different. As everywhere in the Parshad also, Subal one type, Siddhan another type, Madhumangal another type, some sort of distinction they must have. At least only one can be only one, but little distinctive, absolute, according to Ramanuja, distinctive, not all sin. There is a distinction, there will be little common and difference, something. As here also in the material existence, so many differentiations. In the spiritual world also differentiation, but many things similar. So you have to understand, and this difference, that is not promoting quarrel, that is necessary for the existence, for the pastimes of the truth, it is necessary. Just as opposition party in the parliament has got its place. So also Radharani's camp, Chandramuri's camp, and different in this, the difference, even the enemic position between the rasa is there. The Vatsalya rasa and the Madhura rasa, there is some antipathy. It cannot be avoided. The mother will think, generally, that son is captured by his wife. So she is always alert. It is nature. Ahirva gati prema. Svabhava kuti labhave. Rupa Goswami explains, just as the serpent goes by crooked way, not straight, so the prema, the waves of love, is moving in a crooked way. This nature is this. Ato hetu rahitasya junam. So, sometimes with cause or without cause, parties, both the parties are possessed with some abhiman, means, what is this? Aman, the difference, the quarrel, the love quarrels comes now and then. The very nature of the love is such. The love moves in such a crooked way. It is its nature, Rupa Goswami says. Sometimes with cause, sometimes without cause, they began to quarrel, husband and wife. But this cannot, but it can't be avoided. It is the nature of love. So difference does not mean the lower and the higher. It has got its own position in perfectness, in perfection, out of necessity, in a distinctive absolute. The difference must be, otherwise it cannot be lila. It will be stagnant, it will be static. To be dynamic, waves must flow in this way. Hare Krishna. Pew! Ghoshai. Pew! Hidai Ghoshai Ghoshai. Ha ha ha.
You said, at one time you said that there is differences between spiritual personalities. You said on the lower platform it is due to anartas.
What? Spiritual personality?
Spiritual personalities. Yes. Sometimes there's differences of opinion. And you said on the lower platform it is due to anartas, and on the higher platforms it is due to rasa.
Due to rasa, yes. Yes. The nature, the very nature of rasa requires this difference. There is distinction. Every gun has its eternal value. That distinction has got its eternal value. This vaichitra, rasa vaichitra, vaishishta, that means one, many in one. Polarity and unity, they are harmonized. Then there must be such distinction. Otherwise we have to sacrifice one side. The polarity sacrifice altogether, then it will be oneness, non-differentiated.
Hare Krishna Gaurhari. Jai Gaurhari Gaurhari. Jai Gaurhari. Gaurhari Gaurhari Gaurhari. Jai Gaurhari Gaurhari. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Nine thirty.
Jai Jai.
Maharaj, what's the basic difference between Ramanuja and Madhvacharya's teachings?
Nutshell, Ramanuj says that one with differentiative character, and the Madhvacharya give stress to the difference of jiva and Bhagavan. Much stress given there to fight with the Shankara, who says that jiva and Bhagavan is one and same. So direct opposition to the Mayavadi Shankara, Madhvacharya lays much stress on the difference.
And Ramanuja accepted both.
Ramanuja one, and oneness in many, that in a general way he has depicted. But both, all of them has got some difference with the conception of the Gaudiya philosophy. Mahaprabhu has given. They are not clear, or sometimes in opposition, that Krishna conception is the highest conception of the Absolute. More or less they go so far that as the Narayana conception in Vaikuntha, as a constitutional king, and the king as autocrat, Absolute as autocrat, that is only clear in Bhagavatam and in Mahaprabhu's conception. The truth is autocrat, truth is love. But Ramanuja, truth has got law also, and he is a constitutional king, something like that. He has got also respect for law, and the aspect above law, that side is not clear there. Law and the conception of truth and law of same plane.
But Madhvacharya is giving little glimpse
Though some instances are illustrated there, that anything that done for the interest of the satisfaction of the Lord, that is justified. So in instances. For Vaishnava Seva, a chaste wife of a Vaishnava, she is going to offer her chastity to a merchant and to get something in return for the service of the Vaishnava. He's risking, but not the event occurred, but she is taking the risk, committing the quality to construct the compound wall of Ranganatham. It is justified in Ramanuja. Some of its literature we find that. But still, bear of opinion that Narayana, the constitution, the lawful king, he is the supreme. And these are all below. Those stealing mentality will vanish and he will be pure servitor of Narayana. But according to us, that stealing for Krishna, that holds higher position than the law-abiding temperament. All risk, no gain. All risk, no gain. And when we realize our position, we go to home, then we find the no risk, all gain. No risk, all gain. I am quite at home. What was with me, that was abnormal.
And so easily I have come here. To begin, all the risk, no gain. But end, no risk, all gain. And this is mine, huh? Nature, very nature. How, as if in a dream I was experiencing so much trouble in life.
Hmm.
What was that? That was, this is reality and that was non-real. How I was enticed and captured in that imaginary, it is wonderful. Then all gain, then no risk. And both go away. And generally Krishna says, as this, so gain. Jejathāvāṁ prabhuṇḍanti taṁ prasīva janmā. As you will come, approach me with your prayer, I shall grant that. That is the general. Jejathāvāṁ prabhuṇḍanti taṁ prasīva janmā. Okay? Gold, hurry. The risk and the gain. All the risk. I am after such a great prospect that almost it is impossible for me that I shall be able to reach there.
Mm.
It is so high. So high. I am with the small resources. And my aspiration is the highest. It is almost impossible for me to go. So all the risk, no gains. With this spirit we must approach. But if we can reach the goal, then we shall find, without little risk, I have achieved so much gain.
Mm.
I'm inconceivable. Home sweetness I am experiencing here. I was wondering in a dream land, concoction of imagination. In the case of Jagai Mata, no risk, all gain. They went to attack the giver. But through that they got what? Inconceivable. আমি মূর্খ সেই বিজ্ঞ আমি বিজ্ঞ সেই মূর্খে বিষয় কেন দিব সচরণ নামে চলিয়া বিষয়ে ভুলাইব সাম ইগনোরেন্ট পার্সন অ্যাপ্রোচেস মি ডাজ নট নো হোয়াট টু প্রে ফ্রম মি বাট আই এম নট ইগনোরেন্ট আই শ্যাল টিচ হিম ডোন্ট আস্ক দিস থিং দিস ফিল রাইট They ask this thing, Svacharanamita. This is also, and there is another, Muktiṃ dadāti nata bhakti choga. They are wanting a section, they want a devotion. No, don't pray for devotion, but get liberation. I deceive them. Another class. According to Sukriti, their purity, only not the good language of the petition is enough.
Mm.
But the who is the giving the petition, his position should be considered. Now this formal thing cannot achieve the desired result. That the man, he may not know how to put a petition, but he is really ready.
real good man. I help him. But a man who is primarily he is all right, but at heart he is a deceit. I deceive him. And generally, according to petition, I cooperate with public. Three ways of dealings from above to three different parties. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Shri Prapanna Jivanamrita.
Yes.
There are chapters, one mentioning strong conviction in the Lord's protection.
Strong conviction in divine protection.
In the Lord's protection.
Huh?
In the Lord's protection.
The Lord's protection, yes. Rakhi Shri Tivishas. Who? That he will look after me, he will protect me. To first have such faith in him that he will surely protect him. To acquire and to maintain such faith that he will protect me surely.
And you have another chapter.
Intense conviction. He will protect me without fail. To maintain such faith in him, to have to acquire. He is the real protector and he will surely protect me. That is it. But
so the other chapter, accepting the Lord as guardian. Goptitre
Varanam. To accept him as the guardian, protector, and to continue that faith that he must protect me, he will protect me. It is because it is his indispensable, intrinsic nature. Whoever comes to take shelter under him, and he protects him. He has promised like that. It is from Sakrideva Prapannoja, Tavasmiti Chava Bhadini, Abhayam Sadbhadatasmi Gadanne Sadbhatan Mama. And Vibhishan, the younger brother of Ravana, came to take shelter under the holy feet of Ramchandra. Then Ramchandra gave him shelter. Granted. And Lakshman came with a proposal. The brother, he comes from the Rakshas of the demonic section. So should we rely on them as the enemy's camp? His younger brother to our greatest enemy, Ravana. Should we put confidence in him? Then, in reply to that, Ramchandra told, this slope is there. My, you, brother Lakshman, you know for certain that this is my bhav, my nature. That if anyone once pray for his shelter under me, I grant that for Eva. I grant him Abhay means safety. If anyone comes with the paper, well, a single time he comes to take shelter under me, I grant him safety, protection for all this time, for eternity. This is my nature. It is mentioned in the Sutra. Sakritdeva, only once, if anyone says, Sakritdeva, I am under your discretion, please grant me shelter under your holy feet. Then I grant him shelter forever. And my very nature is such. So, Gopitivaram, we shall ask him for our prayer, for our shelter under his holy feet, and we can go on maintaining this faith that he will surely protect us, protect you, because his nature is such, so very gracious his nature. He can't throw me off from his shelter. Yes.
So the difference between those two chapters, they seem that they are the same.
Now, one, Jiva Goswami Prabhu has discussed and found out that Gopitivaram, to pray for his acceptance, for his shelter, that is the main thing in the whole of Sharanagati. That is the very gist, substance. To pray for his shelter, to pray to him for his shelter. Gopitivaram, you are my protector. You are my protection. That is the main thing in the whole of Sharanagati. And others are subsidiary. Gopitivaram, to pray to him as a protector of one's own self. Sharanagati mainly centered in this thought. Others are part thereby. And to maintain at the center, he will do it. He will, he cannot but do. But the question will remain here, whether I have surrendered totally or not. My ego, has he allowed me to surrender to his holy feet fully, or self-deception? The question is there. But there is no question if anyone surrenders him totally, he will protect him. That is unquestionable. But the question remains here, whether I have successfully surrendered myself, really surrendered myself to him or not. Self-analysis. But that is the truth. That it is his intrinsic nature that all time, eternal habit, that he protects his refugee. Whoever come under the shelter of his protection, he protects him. That is one of his intrinsic characteristics. It cannot be otherwise. But the only question, whether I could surrender to him or not. So this is two other ideas, different ideas. So, acting similar nature. To offer one's own self, to throw one's own self to his custody, that is one. And at the same time, to go on with the idea that he will surely protect him. You will surely protect him. That the example is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the cowboys, they are welcoming so many risks in their life, backed by the confidence that my friend is there and he is surely protected. Kaliya, Dosha Vinasa, Sodha Vinarijala, Bharavi Asa. Rukha Karavitu Nishchaya Jani, Pana Karavuham, Yamuna Pani. In a part of Yamuna, one big servant was living, and by his poison the whole area was contaminated. But the cow friends of Krishna, they did not care for that. They used to drink that poisonous water, fully sanguine, that my friend is there, we don't care any poison or anything, he will save us, he will protect us. So they go ahead to invite danger with the confidence that on our backing, our friend is always backing us with that confidence. They invite danger. We don't care for any danger because that our support, our friend is there, who has got some supernatural power or charm or anything else. Generally they are not, already they are in a position, they do not want you protect me, very rarely, when that Govardhan case is, then all the whole of the locality, they came, prayed for protection from the and Indra, the king of the heaven, he, when he is annual worship was closed, he was enraged very much, and he ordered for the general destruction of that Gosha by heavy rain and that hail and storm and thunder, all these things. And then all the Gosha, they came to take refuge. So, Krishna, you protect me from this disaster, the great destruction, threatening destruction. And Krishna managed. Otherwise they are always fostering this idea that he is there, my, our protector. We do not care anything else. No danger. We are afraid of. He is there. He must. He cannot but protect us. That is the idea they maintain.
So, what is the difference between Goptutre Varanam and
Rakshasati Vishar?
Yes.
The first part, that to invite him as a protector, that is Goptutre Varanam. And the latter part, that he will surely protect me.
I see.
Two parts.
Yes.
The first part is to accept, to invite him, to pray to him, that please protect me. I am under your protection, accept me. And then to maintain the idea, he will surely protect me. In all possible dangers he will come to protect me. Two parts. Varanagati one and the same, but if analyzed, then these parts are found out there. Oh, Hari Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur.
We hear that there is no birth or death in Goloka, but in the Brihat Bhagavatamritam, we see that Krishna, he went to Mathura and he has killed Kamsa many times.
Birth and death, on the appearance and disappearance. Sun setting, the death of the sun. Sun rising, the birth of the sun. Something like that. Imitation. Imitation of birth and death. That Lila is transferred to somewhere else. Death means complete dissension. Separation from this zone, but that is extended to another zone. All this is after. All this is like sun. It is everywhere it is rising, and everywhere it is set, everywhere it is known, somewhere. It is continuing in a cyclic order. The Krishna Lila also, what occurred here, went to next Brahmanda, next plane, eternally wandering. Do you follow?
Yes.
Sun invisible, but it is visible in the next country. In this way, next Brahmanda, it is being extended. Again, in a cyclic order, it is coming again in Dapar Yuga, here. Winter or summer, that also revolving. All in cyclic order, moving. Hari Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
Right. How does one, become empowered to preach Krishna consciousness? How does one become empowered to preach Krishna consciousness?
How?
Yes.
How?
Yes.
Is one empowered?
Yes. To spread the holy name. To propagate the holy name.
The general order of Mahaprabhu is there to propagate in a general way. But in a particular way, to give mantra, the name, mantra, and take the responsibility fully, that is a little difficult. There are 10 offenses against Harinam. One of is that, Asuddhani Namula, who gives name to another and makes him disciple, that he takes all his charge. In general way, we can inform the holiness and the purifying characteristic of the name to one and all. But particularly to take charge of a particular person, that I shall give you wholesale relief from this bondage of Maya. That sort of responsibility only can be taken when a guest internal inspiration to do that. That is a risky thing. So when one feels argues in him that yes, you may take charge.